We'll sweat out the July 23rd, 2010 edition of the Rain Report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, this is the Rain Report. From the sweatbox of the Midwest, I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN in Chicago. When many of us were growing up, there was no Young Ham of the Year, but for the past 25 years, there has been one, thanks to Amateur Radio Newsline co-founder Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, and friends. This year's Yodi recipient is 17-year-old Cody Anderson, KI4FUV, from Harriman, Tennessee. Mark Obramovich, NT3B, caught up with Cody to review his nomination, then to announce Cody as the winner.
Cody, my name is Mark Obramovich, NT3V. I'm from the Amateur Radio Newsline, and we're calling relative to our final interviews here relative to the finalist for the Young Ham of the Year. Did you know you were nominated?
Yeah, I did.
I just wanted to go over some things here on your nomination. You were nominated by Phil Newman. Can you tell me how that happened?
I actually serve under Phil in the Roane County Amateur Radio Club as vice president, and he's president, and we've known each other for a while. He said that they've been trying to do it for the past few years and just never had the help to do it, and this year they got it done.
What do you think it was that Phil saw in you that really got him the idea to put you up as a nominee for this award?
He didn't really say a specific thing. When he mentioned it to me, he was just talking about how involved with the club I am and other aspects of ham radio, my involvement with it.
What do you consider your primary means of operating for ham radio? What is it that you do?
I'm really involved with the Aries portion of it. Aries is really strong here within Roane County. I would be more active on HF, although I just don't have a way to get an HF antenna up. I'm pretty active on 2 meters on the local club repeater. I'm the net manager for the club, the webmaster, vice president.
You got a lot of duties. For a young man, that's quite a bit. Seems the club places a lot of trust in you. How many members are there in the Roane County Amateur Radio Club?
Probably between 30 and 40. I'm not sure on an exact count.
What are some of the things that you folks that have done or do?
Our Aries group has actually been, I guess you could call it, adopted by the local emergency management. We're actually a part of them. You don't have to be, but if you want to be, you can actually become a volunteer under them. But we do things like shelters when they need to open one. We've gone out and helped with communications at like 5K runs and things like that. We help out at the local 4th of July celebration with communications.
You mentioned about the 5K run, which brings me to something that Phil had mentioned in your nomination and had been written up, and I believe it was that 5K run that you had an opportunity to do something that was rather heroic. When was that, and how old were you at the time? What happened?
Let's see, they happened in, I believe it's May, around the end of May, and that was last year's. I was there just working one of the checkpoints or along the course, just watching, making sure everything was okay, doing communications back to a command point. It was about 20 or 25 minutes in. One of the runners had went past me, and I noticed he fell. I waited just a second or two, see if he got back up. Maybe he just tripped. And then I noticed he didn't get back up, so I went over to him. And by the time I got to him, he had quit breathing and had went into cardiac arrest. After I radioed it in, me and another one of the runners that had stopped started CPR.
According to Phil, you had just taken a course in CPR a couple months before that event, didn't you?
Yeah, Phil, I believe, is a nurse or maybe like an LPN or something like that, but Phil was actually the instructor for that class, and it was 2 or 3 months before that.
So once you and the other runner began CPR, what happened next?
I'm sure it was only a minute or two. Before I started helping the other runner, I was calling it into the command post to get me an ambulance, get me some help. And really, that's kind of a part I don't remember, because I'm sure it was fast, but it seemed like it was taking forever, and not real sure. The adrenaline just kicked in at that point.
What part of the CPR did you perform?
I performed the ventilations. The other runner did the chest compression.
You had no hesitation or reservation. You just went right to work. You knew this was a potential life or death situation.
Yes.
Okay. What happened to the runner after you guys got the help there?
The last I actually saw the runner was when they were loading him into the ambulance. They took him to the hospital. After they left, the race, it's a fairly short race, and the checkpoint I was working at was one of the earlier ones. So I actually got done before the race was over. And I went back, as I got back to the command post, I heard over the public safety radio they were bringing in a helicopter and flying him out to another hospital. But the latest I heard, he made it. But that, you know, that was a week or two later, so I'm not sure about now. Another one of the things I'm involved with is 5 or 6 weeks out of the summer, me and some people from the Knoxville Amateur Radio Club go to a scout camp and teach radio and electronics.
Did you do that this summer or last summer?
I've actually done that every summer since I got my license in 04. I went down there, I think it was about 3 days after I got my call sign. It's basically, they get 2 merit badges. They get the radio and electronics, and we help them build a Tentec shortwave receiver kit and help them understand how it works and what the components do. We let them operate the radios if they want to, things like that.
So you're one of the instructors in the whole session there. What's the name of that camp and where is it located?
The name of it is Camp Buck Toms, and it's in Rockwood, Tennessee.
How far was that away from you?
Straight line, it's only about 5 miles, but by the time you add in driving, it's 20 or 25. It's a pretty good drive.
You're listening to an interview of the 2010 Young Ham of the Year Award winner, Cody Anderson, KI4FUV. Newsline's Mark Abramovich, NT3B, will conclude his conversation with Cody in a moment. This is the Rain Report, heard on hot Chicago area repeaters like the NS9RC 442.725 MHz UHF machine during their Thursday night net. This is the Rain Report, being downloaded from therainreport.com. We'll be right back.
You just graduated from high school. What are your plans at this point?
Right now, I'm signed up to attend the local community college starting in the fall. Just going to take most of my prerequisite classes, you know, like English, math, things like that. And then next fall, I plan on transferring to Tennessee Tech for computer science.
So what is the local community college's name?
Roane State Community College.
Phil sent a copy of something which I found very interesting. You have a bucket list. You have some things already crossed off on that list, including saving a life and watching a lightning storm at sea, taking a cruise, and firing a gun. And you have a lot of other aspirations. Tell me how you came up with that bucket list. That's fascinating.
I had seen them online, and, you know, just different things. And I believe there's actually a TV show about some people coming up with their own list and doing some of it. So, you know, I just started looking around. I didn't really come up with too much of that. I just started looking around online, looking at other people's and seeing what seemed interesting to me.
Cody, when you get your credentials and the like, you're a general class licensee right now, and how do you see ham radio figuring into your life over the next couple of years or so?
I hope to stay as active as I am now or become more active. Tennessee Tech actually has a radio club. I believe that ham radio is what's helped me learn a lot of my technical knowledge now and even computer skills and things like that, working with digital modes and other things. So I really hope that I can stay as active as I am now and continue to learn with it.
Indeed. Are you going to stay on as the webmaster and do that, or are you going to have to cut back a little bit?
When I go to Tennessee Tech, I won't be able to serve as vice president because it's about 60 miles away. If they'd like me to stay the webmaster, I'm pretty sure I can handle that, being the distance.
Indeed, indeed. Is there anything you'd like to add about yourself? Any other interests besides computer science or anything like that?
Unfortunately, the high school was pretty small. There wasn't too much to do. I was in marching band for a year, actually 2 years, concert band for a few years.
What's the Beta Club? What's the Beta Club? Is that a computer club?
It's actually Honor Society for A and B students.
Very good. So you were in an Honor Society there. Let's see. Dad's name is Benny and Mom is Jane. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. No brothers and sisters, huh?
No, I don't. I'm only a child.
So you're 17 coming up on your 18th birthday. I have only one final question for you. What would you say if you were selected as the Amateur Radio Newsline Young Ham of the Year? What would you think about achieving such a prestigious honor?
I mean, I would be really excited and just honored to have it. I hadn't heard about it until Phil mentioned it to me, but after reading about it, I would really be honored.
It'd be something unique, I would imagine, and there's not too many folks around the country who have it. What would you think about the recognition it would bring to you Would you still be the same old Cody?
I think some people out there are just in it for the recognition of things. The CPR event at the 5K that we were talking about earlier, after that happened, someone from ARRL called me, and that got posted on the ARRL website and got posted on plenty of other websites. I don't think that fazed me at all, because I believe I was just doing what was right. You know, I wasn't in it for the recognition.
Indeed, and that's sort of what the Young Ham of the Year Award is really all about. So, Cody, I've concluded my questions, and I would like to share some information with you if I could. Cody, KI4FUV, you are the 2010 Young Ham of the Year Award recipient from the Amateur Radio Newsline. How do you feel about that?
I'm excited. I'm really excited.
So what do you think your family's going to think about it? What is Phil going to say when he hears this news?
I don't know. I can't wait to tell everybody, though. Can't wait to tell Phil and my family.
That was Amateur Radio Newsline's Mark Obramovich, NT3B, speaking with the just-announced Young Ham of the Year Award recipient, 17-year-old Cody Anderson, KI4FUV, from Harriman, Tennessee. As a postscript to this interview, the 2010 Amateur Radio Newsline Young Ham of the Year Award will be presented to Cody on Saturday, August 21st at the Huntsville Hamfest in Huntsville, Alabama. As the 2010 Young Ham of the Year, Cody will receive, courtesy of Vertex Standard, an expense-paid trip to the Huntsville Hamfest, along with a gift of Yaesu brand ham radio equipment. CQ Magazine will treat him to an expense-paid week at Space Camp, Huntsville, and will present Cody with a variety of CQ products. Amateur Radio Newsline will provide Cody with a commemorative plaque at the award ceremony. That concludes this Rain Report, which is copyright 1990 through 2010 Rain, all rights reserved. Now, for everyone connected with Rain, I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN, bidding you a very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.